Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Őszolgabíró úr, jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyátok! Gyerünk!
Hello, fellow Beastians. This is your one and only Gaming Beast, and welcome to a Next Round podcast. And today, yet again, I think for the third time, we have the one and only Retro Kaiser as a guest.
Allegedly.
Well, Kaiser, how have you been doing in the Next Round verse?
Things have been pretty sober at the moment. See what I did there, Drunk Rabka.
Drunk Rabka, yes. Well, I had a couple of beers in me. So...
The gaming drunk. Or not, the crunk beast.
Not the gaming monk, as that was one of the names in the proposed... one of the names I was thinking of that somebody proposed to me.
I'm currently working on a wrestling review on the next round.
A wrestling review? Well, to give us a little sneak peek into this wrestling review.
Sneak peek? This is podcast, damn it. it's a review of a... This is actually brilliant. It's a show they hold at bars called Wrestle Rock. When all it is just wrestling... Tribute, heavy metal tribute bands, and beer.
Oh, that sounds cool. So, what else have you been up to? I know your internet has been not the greatest threat now. You're on an internet lifeline, so to speak.
Yes. And all at a nice price at $49.99 a month. But actually, no, it's $49.99 for 2 weeks.
Yes.
See, this is why we should go by a script or something.
Script? You really want to do an entire podcast by script? I never go by script. I go at most by topics. So let's talk about topics here. What do you think about Batman versus Superman, the upcoming movie?
Well, considering how I've been living under a rock for several months, please explain what the process has been on that movie.
Okay, well, actually, the funny thing is I wanted to talk more about that movie, but since I haven't made a podcast in quite a while, it's about time I do my dues in Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice. It's v. Superman. Sounds kind of weird. But anyway, the point is that it's going to be the next step into their proposed DC. What are you typing in the background, Kaiser?
I'm just sending requests for stuff for review.
Of course you are. Jesus freaking Christ. Anyway. but you're doing well. You know, that's great, man. That's great.
Hey, it could be worse. I could be Jerry Terrifying. He's typing during his talking.
No, I'm fine with that. The point is that this is the next movie after Man of Steel in their proposed DC movieverse, copying... And this is their first step towards, you know, ripping off Marvel in a sense. Well, not ripping off. I'm happy that they're doing it because this is going to be the first...
Hang on. My brother wants me for a second. Be right back.
Okay. Well, this is the first time they're going to do the... I'll wait for Kaiser. But either way, the point is that this is the first time...
I'm back.
That's it? Okay. That didn't take long. So this is going to be the first time... They're going to have Superman and Batman meet each other, and Wonder Woman, and maybe even other characters. So it's kind of like a semi-soft Justice League movie, like a prequel. I mean, it's in the title, Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice, okay? So since Avengers made a shit ton of money and Man of
I don't
Steel
know
did,
why they didn't just call it World's Finest.
everybody thinks the same thing, Kaiser. But no, they had to add Wonder Woman
Oh,
because they're
just
trying to.
because my opinion is mainstream. Ugh.
You're not a hipster anymore. You have to give in your hipster badge, which is your hat and your stupid mustache and your
I'm a
scarf.
beard, bitch.
Bitch. Yeah, it could be still kind of hipsterish, you know?
I stand? I actually do have a scarf as well.
There we go. But as a true hipster, you must deny that you're a hipster. Otherwise, you're not one. Anyway, so the point is, Ben Affleck is going to play Batman, and some pictures have already arrived.
Well, Ben Affleck's already been in a film with Loki, and that's not it. I'm not talking about Marvel, I'm talking about Dogma.
True. Well, it wasn't the Germanic Loki. The character was an angel
it's
called Loki, but to be fair, yes. And he
no,
actually.
you can really mess with people there. Did you hear that Daredevil was in a movie with Loki at one time?
Actually, the thing is that there has been quite a lot of people complaining about this, but Ben Affleck has grown in his acting ability
Yes, he. Oh, no, he definitely has.
and his directing ability, and he's going to be the
Yeah.
first Batman who's going to have a proper bat chin. You know, like a true superhero chin, you know?
I would have
Because.
thought Jay Leno would have been the first to do that.
Well, yes, but Jay Leno is old and fat, you know? So. Well,
He's
you
gonna
know,
be in
Ben
the. He's gonna
Affleck
be
is.
in the Dark Knight Strikes Back movie.
To be fair, Ben Affleck is in his 40s, you know, he's gonna play an old, grizzled Batman.
That's actually a good age to have a Batman.
Well, the idea
Really?
is that they are heavily inspired by the Dark Knight Returns. They're gonna have Superman and Batman face off against each other. And I hope the storyline, as I'm thinking, is Superman and Batman, they're gonna be if this is gonna be after Man of Steel, right? Man of Steel. Yes, he saved the world, but he also, in a sense, was part of this whole destruction, and it's all gonna be about the guilt and stuff. And there has been, as I said, a couple of pictures were released, including also from Wonder Woman, and she looks pretty good, actually. You know, I thought she's gonna be worse, but they actually made a really good, very traditional costume. You know, I mean, I'll send you the pictures, and you can tell me your opinions eventually. But the point is that they also released a teaser trailer at Comic Con, which leaked on YouTube, and I've seen it. And it was very dark, but it was very cool. All you saw is Batman in his armor suit, like in A Dark Knight Returns. And what he does, it's somewhere in Gotham, probably, because he's next to the bat symbol. And it's very dark, it's in the night, it's raining very heavily. He shines the symbol into the sky, and lo and behold, there's Superman floating, really angry, and his eyes are glowing. And then that's the end of the trailer, you know. And Batman's eyes are glowing white too, and it looks really cool. So I think the movie's gonna look really good. Will it be good in the acting story department? The good thing is that when Ben Affleck joined the show, he actually asked his friend Chris, well, his friend or whatever, the guy who wrote the script to Argo, which is a Oscar-nominated movie, which I haven't seen yet.
I've heard
And
of that.
Chris Terrio to rewrite the script from whatever his name. What's his name again? Shit, I gotta think about this now. Goyer, I mean Goyer. Give me a sec. I think it's Goyer.
Go, go. Go. Are you casting your spell of wiki magic? Roll
Yes.
D20 for succession. Roll
Yes,
D20 for succession.
I'm doing wiki magic right now. Yes, Goyer, David S. Goyer, who honestly I thought was the worst choice for writing the script, and he actually did. There was a whole faux pas with him when he was in some convention, and they asked him about She-Hulk, and he did some really bad. And he also asked about they asked him also about how you would make a Martian Manhunter movie. You know what his response was to the people there? He said,
Screw you guys, I do what I want.
pretty much what he did was he asked, who in the audience knows who Martian Manhunter is? And then a couple of people raised their hands, of course, quite a lot. And then he asked, and who of those people have lost their virginity? And I'm like, whoa, man. How, Really, really great job, man. Insulting your fucking fan base, I
That's not
mean.
even a question that sort of makes sense either. Well, especially these days when pop culture is at a boiling point where people dressed up as Hawkman will probably get laid. And I'm not talking about like the big muscly Hawkman, I'm like talking about the guy wearing like the cheap costumes like for the Speedos instead of the leather underpants, the big bulging belly. And even he will probably get laid because the chicks will probably think he's just some crappy Venture Brothers cosplayer.
There you go. He could be one of the guys, he could, I mean, yeah, okay, nerds, blah blah blah.
Just remember, that's always a tip. If you have a really bad cosplay, just say you're cosplaying to someone from Venture Brothers.
That's a very good idea. I always loved the two henchmen, the two nerdy guys. I always loved that when that was my favorite part always.
I'm currently
Because
watching season 4 on that's airing on TV at the moment.
I haven't watched it on TV. I've been watching it now on Netflix, but
It's a good show. It gets better every season when they mature.
I've been rewatching now the first season again, which I used to watch. I think I know up to season 2, season 3. I haven't seen anything from season 4 yet, but I'm
Yeah.
gonna find the rest of seasons. I'm gonna watch it because it's a really good show.
I don't want to spoil much of the main plot of season 4, but one thing I did find funny about it was Hank and Dean are at the age where they can actually move out of their Venture's lab into their own homes. And the thing I found funny about that is Dr. Venture always visits them, like how parents normally do, like never leaves. I can relate to that easily. It's just well done how that. I
I
like
can.
how you can't. I like how Well, is it the show matures? It's just definitely more of a relationships kids have with their parents at that age. It's definitely
Well,
brilliantly
to
done.
be fair, they're older than they are because they're like the clones of clones or something, because they died so many times. Spoiler, excuse me, the show's pretty old. You haven't watched it. Your fault.
Actually,
Anyway.
that's just season 1 stuff right there.
Yeah, exactly. If you watch season
And
one,
that
you
was
know
more
that.
of and like when I introduced that, that was more of like a joke. Like they did a big thing where they died, then after the credits roll, the punchline was Dr. Vinny goes, get the clones. That was the I like how
Anyway, I will say this to David S. Goyer. I mean, he wrote the movie Blade, which in my opinion was the first step that kickstarted the superhero wave, of movies. I mean, really true. You can argue that X-Men was the movie that kickstarted, but without Blade, you wouldn't have X-Men, and then the rest,
Yeah, I
followed.
think Blade, no Blade. I would say it was like definitely that X-Men was the second, I want to say.
X-Men, the thing is about Blade, the reason why it worked because it didn't look like a superhero movie. It looked like just a vampire action movie, but it really was because it was a Marvel property and David S. Goyer wrote that. And you have then you had X-Men, which was one of the big successes because it was more of a superhero thing. And then the thing that nailed it and made everybody crazy for superheroes was Spider-Man.
I remember seeing that in the cinemas. Spider-Man got really excited that the Macho Man was in it.
The what? Oh,
The Macho Man.
Macho Man Randy
And his
Savage. Yes, of course. That was a great moment.
Bonesaw is
Man,
ready!
I will say this about
Ooh,
the
yeah!
Spider-Man movie series, that it was such a great time to be there, I mean.
Was about to say. Now, if you want to say what truly kicked off the Marvel thing, it was the cartoons around that time.
No, the Marvel cartoons were good since the 90s. I would even argue since Spider-Man and his amazing friends, but I would
I
say
like the 60s Spider-Man show.
it was okay, it was good, but for me, I grew up with Spider-Man and his amazing friends, I mean,
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
that was some good shit. And I remember there was the 80s Hulk cartoon. Although I remember when I was a kid in Germany, they also showed some of the older stuff, like the old Captain America and the really old, the 60s Hulk cartoon, which is really minimally animated.
Have you ever seen the Iron Man one?
The Captain, yeah, there was also the Iron Man. I remember that the Captain America one had a cool intro song, was "When Captain America throws his shield in a rupture," or something like that. And Hulk had a really hilarious kind of poppy intro song, was "Don't Bruce Banner." I don't know, some
something along
bullshit.
those lines.
I don't know, but
yeah, they were very cheesy themes, like very of its time, I should say.
Well, the thing was, it didn't fit to the Hulk, but you had the intro song. It was no singing in the 80s cartoon, which was the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was some good stuff, man. And I don't know, they had a newer show in the 90s that I remember, a Hulk show, but I thought it was just really goofy, you know, even for a superhero cartoon show. And you know me, I have a high threshold for goofy and cheesy.
Hulk
but
smash, Hulk bash, Hulk crush.
I think with Hulk, it shouldn't be that way, because Hulk can be very. And I grew up with the live action Hulk series, you know, which I did like.
Sadly, I grew up with the Hulk live action movie from the early 2000s. Early 2000s. I did not like that
it was
movie.
No, okay, wait. Everybody, I didn't like the first one either that much, but I'll say this, that it started actually pretty good, you know. The
yeah,
actors were
I have
pretty
to say
good.
That.
The actors were pretty good. The thing was,
they actually
it just
got a the thing I found genius, they got Eric Banner to play Bruce Banner.
I know, and Eric Banner did a really good job. I think he could have played Superman. I mean, he had the physique and the look to do that, you know. And,
oh, imagine if they did Hulk versus Wolverine movie of Eric Banner and Hugh Jackman.
At
Clash
the time,
the
it couldn't have happened because Hulk was the Hulk license. The live-action license was owned by Universal. Also, they didn't dare to do any kind of crossover shit at that time. But also, now it wouldn't work because X-Men is still owned by Fox, the live-action. And as long as they make a movie, which they can do forever because they have the entire X-Men and anything mutant, you know, which is it's it really I'm not going to get into this. I said this before. It sucks. I really wish Fox would they would lose license to the mutants, to the X-Men, and Marvel would regain it. But look, they know all they have to do is work on a movie every 5 years, and as long as they release the movie, they're golden, and it doesn't have to be a good one. Look at Wolverine Origins, X-Men Origins Wolverine. The whole point of that movie was to keep the X-Men license. That's why that movie was so half-finished. It was a piece of shit. Same with X-Men 3. The latest X-Men movie was actually better. It was not X-Men First Class, but it was better. It was
I love
watchable.
The X-Men First Class.
And the problem is they brought Bryan Singer back, and he made them all wear the whole, you know, only black and all this bullshit. It was a fun superhero movie to a certain degree, but he brought all the old bullshit from the 90s, you know, wearing only black and shit, where First Class brought back a whole idea of, you know, they actually wore the blue, they actually had Magneto in a red outfit, and it kind of ruined it, you know. It was like, ah, man. You know, Bryan Singer, I know, I get it, but the Sentinels also, they were okay, but they weren't what I wanted them to be. You know, they weren't as big as they should have been, and it didn't look.
I'm surprised it took them this long to actually introduce Sentinels.
Well, they had Sentinels in one very short, there was one moment, I think in 3 or something, where they did a Danger Room simulation, and the head of the Sentinel looked perfect. And I was like, why can't we have a Sentinel that actually looks like a Sentinel? Oh, we have to redesign everything, blah, 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 blah. Look, I get it. You wanna change stuff and whatever. But even the 60s Sentinels that looked more like Sentinels, they still weren't Sentinels. They looked more like Roomba vacuums. So I'm like,
Sentinel clean.
I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, the thing that the first time, I mean, I was familiar with X-Men, but when I really got into X-Men was the 90s cartoon. And in the first episode, you have the Sentinel hunting down Jubilee. And that episode was just so powerful. I watched that
yeah,
show
it was.
I watched a
Not to
shoulder.
mention, spoiler alert, not to mention the first episode ends with one of their members dying, or later to be brought back as, comic books typically go.
Well, yeah, whatever. The point is that I tried to rewatch it. It's a little bit dated for me now. I mean,
A little bit, yeah. It has got some really strong episodes, though.
I still like it, It's still good for what it was, and it's a very good show. It's a classic Marvel cartoon. That's when Marvel really got its shit together with cartoons. And the X-Men cartoon for me was for me, the 90s, when I was a kid, my favorite Marvel cartoons were definitely the X-Men cartoon and the Spider-Man cartoon. Those two ones I watched the X-Men cartoon to the last episode. And
That
eventually
was a strong final episode too.
and also Spider-Man. The final one was, I always remember, I don't even remember most of the episodes, but I do remember that final scene when they had the Super Sentinel and then fucking Xavier flies the plane, the X plane, into the Sentinel and then jumps out in the last second, floats out of the plane in the last second. That was a great epic moment. I gotta rewatch that show one day. The thing is that for me, the movies have not created that feeling yet. I did like the first two X-Men movies. It just felt like, there's now people coming out where they said, well, those movies, they're not so good, blah blah blah. I will say that the first two are good, but you can definitely, since they did in the third, in this new one, which is technically the fourth one, the whole what it had did the whole time travel, in a sense rebooted, they could reboot now everything, and the whole idea is that they can also recast people. And because Hugh Jackman cannot play Wolverine forever. The problem is with Hugh Jackman is not as like Wolverine, he does age, And
No,
I will say this.
I say you can bring back Wolverine if you do an old man Logan movie.
That was the whole point. He was Old Man Logan now in this latest movie. So the point is that I think that I like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's one of my favorite actors, even though he is much too tall to play Wolverine technically, but everything else works really well for him. I haven't watched the latest Wolverine movie yet, but I will say this, that I'm excited for it. But it's still probably not the R-rated Wolverine movie that I really wanted to see and that he wanted to see. He wants to go crazy with Wolverine. He actually likes the character. So it's like not
No, you can tell he loves that character. That's no, it's
the pro
sad. The thing I find sad about the whole series, my favorite time that Wolverine actually appeared was in the X-Men First Class when he just goes fuck off.
There should be like a movie of him just saying fuck off for 2 hours. That would be great,
No,
John.
yeah, because that's to me, that's what Wolverine, well, definitely a Wolverine of that era of X-Men would definitely say. Because he's on the run, he's lost trust in a lot of people, he's just furious.
Yeah, I mean that's all about Wolverine. I mean the point is that look, Hugh Jackman, everybody knows that X-Men 1, 2, and 3 is really Wolverine 1, 2, and 3 because he really sold those movies and they really pushed him too. Now, I've heard rumors that they're going to have finally Gambit as a bigger role, but they're going to recast him yet again. They did have him
I've always wanted to see Gambit have a bigger role, especially if they were doing a time traveling thing with a spoiler alert, Gambit was the traitor, but it was really Mystique the whole time, sort of thing. But that was Apocalypse Saga, wasn't it? That they introduced that twist.
I don't think they added that to the movie. Gambit only popped up in the Origins movie once, and that's it. It was totally just a cameo, and it was a different actor too. The actor that they want to have him now is, what is it? I fucking don't know. It's some pretty boy guy.
Pretty boy guy. That's his name. Pretty boy guy.
I
It's an
think
Asian name.
I think he can make it work. Okay, here we go. Channing Tatum. What the fuck is
That
that for a
guy.
name? Seriously, Channing. I've never
It sounds,
Channing.
every time I hear that name, it always like the boxer from Simpsons. But I think that was like Michael Tatum or something.
I don't know, man. I just feel
Channing
he
Tatum, Channing Tatum.
I think he's going to be apparently, there's rumors, it's right now rumored that he's going to be Gambit, and the point is that they want him to replace kind of Wolverine, and the thing is
I
that
only know one movie that that guy was in, and that was a movie called Magic Mike, where he played a stripper.
he was
And the
also
thing
in
is, he
G.I.
was.
Joe. He
Yeah,
played
but he
Duke.
was in the movie Magic Mike. He was probably the most boring character out of the lot, with all the side characters completely stealing the show. Like, that movie should have been all about Matthew Broderick. Not Matthew Broderick. No, not Ferris Bueller. No, that guy, all right. Sort of talks like Elvis, but he's like, if you've seen Tropic Thunder, right?
Yeah, I did, but it's
He's
been
the
a
guy that
while.
goes, I got the TiVo! I got the TiVo!
Apparently, he's gonna be definitely in the next X-Men movie, which is gonna be about the Apocalypse saga. Okay, the thing is about, I'll say this for Fox right now, that they're trying to really change how the X-Men movies are gonna be. The point is that even though I really would wish that Marvel would regain the X-Men and they could have a full Marvel universe, I'm fine that that X-Men is in a separate universe. I'm fine with that since Marvel already supports the whole multiverse idea. That's okay with me. And also the idea is Fox, they did pretty well. They had some blunders with Origins and with and The Last Stand, but I think they're really trying because they know that if they have to make a movie every 5 years, they gotta make money off of it, So,
Not to mention, if you're trying to force movies out every 5 years, there's going to be a lot of rushing going on.
well, you saw The Last Stand and X-Men Origins Wolverine. I mean, X-Men Origins Wolverine has kept me from. I mean, I really wanted to watch the Wolverine, but the other movie. I mean, there's gonna be Apocalypse, and then I heard rumors for an X-Force movie, and there has been a Deadpool movie in development for at least 10 years or something. So apparently,
It's sort of in the Deadpool
Well, apparently Ryan Reynolds,
the
they have made a test footage where he is in full costume and it looks really cool, and I've seen it, but I've taken it down. And
Hey, he's played more than just Deadpool in the Marvel Universe, if I recall.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
he
was also
played.
Blade's sidekick.
That's true, but let's be fair. Since we gotta, he has the Blade universe, at least in that the way how they made it was pretty contained. I mean, sure, I would also back in the day before I even thought ever that Marvel would attempt to do a cross universe, I always imagined that they were still in the same universe, And for many times you could do that. But the thing is that I think Ryan Reynolds should have been he should have played Deadpool, I think, was the character he really should have played, honestly, and not like how they did him in Origins, because in Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, when he first gets introduced and he doesn't have the costume, he's pretty cool, but then you expect him that he will get the costume, but instead they make him into this weird character where he's like Baraka-pool,
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me, man. I'm just checking the Humble Bundle website. They've got an awesome Sega Humble Bundle, but the problem is, all these games are exclusive for the Android devices. Like, why can't they have these for the PC as well? They got Sonic 4 Episode 1, which isn't a good game, but they got Choo Choo Rocket, for crying out loud. Choo Choo Rocket! I've been wanting to play that game on PC for ages.
What you gonna do,
And
man? What you gonna do?
what you gonna do when they come for you,
So
bad boys?
anyway, I would love to see a Deadpool movie, but the thing about a Deadpool movie,
You have to have cable.
that has to be rated R, man. That just
Yeah,
fucking
not to mention, you have to have cable as
that
well.
has to be at least as brutal as Kick-Asses was, I mean,
Yeah, because
seriously.
he is sort of R-rated. Like, he ranks up with Punisher as a
At
Marvel
least,
character.
and the thing
Yeah.
is, he's got to
And
break the
that's like.
fourth wall constantly. Like there shouldn't even be a fourth wall. He should be like talking like not all the time, but he should like there should be multiple times where he breaks the fourth wall.
I was like, very, you've seen the show Malcolm in the Middle, right?
Yeah, that's
Like that,
exactly, yeah.
you know, like how he just takes a break and just talks to the viewers. Or Woody Allen, like
In
very
the
Woody Allen.
test footage, it was really cool how they did it. And the thing is, the costume was awesome. It was dead on. And I'm like, I'm really surprised that they didn't do the costume. But there's, you know, Hollywood is so afraid of costumes. Everybody, they have their problem with FaceTime and all this bullshit. You know, it's like, but now they're starting to think differently. You know, but it's like. The new Fantastic Four that they're developing sounds to be a really big mess, and I'm like, I don't even want to see it now, you know, honestly.
That's sad.
Anyway, have you seen the new TMNT movie? Do you go to the
I've
movie
seen it
theaters at all?
advertising. I've seen it advertised on TV. I'm not a. The look's gonna take some time to actually grow on me. But from what I've
They
heard, it was
look
actually
creepy, dude.
decent. They look creepy, but from what I heard about the movie itself, I heard the movie itself was a bit decent.
I heard it's mad. It's not as bad as the Transformers movies, which doesn't say as
I
much
heard
to
they
me.
tried to make. I heard they tried to make it into just a fun movie, which is a good move.
My problem is that the turtles have lips and they have way too freaky eyes, so fuck that shit. I
Oh,
mean,
that's like that. Oh, I was like that when they made the remakes of a show called Bananas in Pajamas. They changed the look of it, like they changed the look of them here a few years ago. Like originally, they were just guys in costumes, like the black eyes. They're just giant bananas wearing pajamas, but the remake of their costume, they look creepy. They got like human eyes and they got lips. Have you ever seen a banana with lips? It's creepy.
that's nightmare fuel right there, man. That's like,
Yeah.
it's like something like, that's something that I always seen Tim and Eric or something, you know, as a joke, but.
Tim, oh, I'm surprised they didn't make an episode of them wearing big giant costumes of themselves.
That actually would be hilarious. Maybe they're saving that for something else. Who knows? They are working on two shows: Tim and Eric Go to the Moon and Tim and Eric Bedtime Stories. They technically made already the Halloween special, which is Tim and Eric Bedtime, the first one. But yeah.
Yeah, Tim and Eric meet soul of the mole man.
Oh man, I gotta watch Soul of the Mole Man again. I never finished that show. I started watching it, but I never finished it. But anyway, point being is that the back to DC, right? They're starting now their movieverse with, in a sense, they started with they had already little cameo like hints. They had a Wayne satellite and some other hints of stuff, and so apparently there was a rumor for a while that the successful Arrow TV show that is, you know, it's basically Green Arrow, but they just call it Arrow. But it's the second season, it's actually becoming a pretty cool show, you know, and it's now gonna have a spin-off. It's gonna be the Flash, you know, in full costume and shit. So,
Ah, he'll save every one of us.
well, not quite that Flash, you know, the guy who's really
And
fast instead.
I need to watch the remake of Flash Gordon, which was out, what was it, ten,
Which
damn, it was like near 10 years ago now, wasn't it?
You mean the
The remake
TV
of Flash.
series? The
Yeah,
TV.
wasn't that like nearly 10 years ago now?
Jesus Christ, you're making me feel old. Shut up. But yeah, I didn't hear too much good of the TV show, the new remake, because it was only a season, and they tried to make it more realistic, I guess, but I don't know.
I'm surprised they haven't made a John Carter of Mars TV series, honestly.
I think John Carter of Mars, ever since
This is before I found out about the movie. Like, I'm sup like, yeah. Uh-oh.
I don't know, man. I mean, the John Carter of Mars, I mean, what did they call it? Just simply John Carter, right? So I was like, that was one of the problems. It's just simply they want to simplify and like make anything everything too. Too like white. I don't even whitewash. That's not the right word. Too
Just dirty
generic.
boys.
There we go. Too generic, you know. And I think that was the
Just too generic.
and that's the problem here is that with John Carter, I mean, that was a big flop apparently, like a huge flop. So I think
As much a big flop as what the Lone Ranger was.
but I hear John Carter was actually good, you know, so Disney lost and it but it costed a lot of money. I want to actually see that movie, but they should have really called it, you know, it was Princess of Mars. That was the original title. And but you know, I want to see it myself, but it's kind of sad because that could have been a huge franchise, you know, but I don't know, man. The problem is, I think in one way it was just too, I mean, John Carter, that doesn't says anything. That could be any kind of movie, you know?
That could be like that sequel to that Tom Cruise movie, Jack something.
Yeah, I mean,
What?
obviously
Jack Reacher. There we go.
when people search for it, or if they know anything of it, then they'll know what it's gonna be about. If they see even one poster or shit, they might be, oh, it's a science fiction movie, but I don't know, man. I don't know. The
John
point.
Carter of Mars just is a much clearer title.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you hear Mars, you know, oh, it's going to be science fiction. It's probably going to be kind of old school pulpy. But anyway, I want to see it anyway. I want to make my own opinion before I talk about that. The point is that back to DC, they're starting their movie verse and they're going. You know, they want to catch up to Marvel because they realize now that because they've been way too, like, you know, pussyfooting around. And apparently the Arrow TV show will not tie into the movie verse, which I think is a dumb move on their part. But that means they're gonna recast the Flash once they do Justice League, which is okay, but the guy who plays the Flash right now, who's gonna play the Flash, is gonna be really cool. But at least what I've seen of him. But the guy who plays Green Arrow, he does a really good job. I don't know, man. The point is that we know that if they're gonna be, you know, there's gonna be characters in the movie that whoever is gonna be on movies,
Excuse me.
they won't be available on the TV series, you know. But apparently, you know what the funny thing is? What was the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns? Okay, well, I'm gonna try to use
That
wiki
guy.
magic.
I have trouble remembering because I don't want to remember that movie.
You know what? I will say this, that the guy who actually played Superman, he looked like him and stuff. The problem is, in general, the movie had a lot of issues. Yeah, like a comic book, I get it. Brandon Routh. There we go. But I will say this, Superman in many ways was better portrayed. The problem with Man of Steel was they tried to kind of like, oh, you wanted action? We'll give you action. And it's going to be way too much, and Superman is going to be way too violent. You know, it's like, anyway, I don't know, man. I really want to like this movie, but I can't because it's got so many problems, you know? Because I'm a huge fan of the old school Superman movies, you know? Especially the first two, obviously.
I was about to say, I want to remember Superman Returns more than Superman 4.
Oh my god. Now, Superman 4, I hated, but I hate Superman 3 even more because it's more about it's kind of
Richard,
weird
that's.
because I probably should hate Superman 4 more, but at least Superman fights there a supervillain. Not that it looks anywhere great, but in Superman 3 it's all about Richard Pryor meets Superman.
That's the one I'm on about. Sorry, I mean, yeah.
And it starts with the whole goofball thing because that's when they gave Richard Lester more, you know, power. But yeah, let's forget 3 and 4. They sucked ass.
No,
Superman Returns.
if Richard Pryor had to play a character in a superhero movie, I'd like to see him play the Human Torch. That was a bad joke on how he tried to set himself
I want to say too soon, but it is tasteless, but it's okay. It's okay because we're here in the gaming beast, Felbeast. No, whatever, man. The point is that I get what you're saying. And I can't say too soon because that's been like 40 years ago or something, so whatever. The point is, Superman Returns was supposed to be a sequel. It's a sequel to Superman 2, and it ignores 3 and 4. And, which means that this is kind of a weird universe. where Superman 1 and 2 happen, but suddenly we're now in the 2000s, okay? So, meaning we'll have to reimagine 1 and 2 in the late 90s, early 2000s, something like that, okay? Because that movie came out 2006, so something like that. The point is that I think this movie would have been great if it would have come out earlier in that form. And also, the problem with that movie, that number one, it was, he literally said he made it kind of like a rom-com. He was a big fan of the old movies and he tried to emulate that feeling, but he never really got that. And the problem was, he still had, again, he had Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. And Kevin Spacey's a great actor, you know? And, but the problem is, he was trying to emulate Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor too much. Also,
Definitely.
the problem is, why again Lex Luthor? Out of all the Superman villains, why is it always Lex Luthor, who literally cannot do anything unless he's got the power suit? As at least give him the fucking power suit, you know? And I'm like, couldn't have not been Metallo or Brainiac. Well, apparently they were planning on other villains in the sequel, but they were trying
Well, are you talking about the one with Nicolas Cage?
No, that was a project before that. That was a project which would have not, I don't think it would have connected to the previous Superman movies, as they were, the Nicolas Cage one, Superman Lives, is actually would have been a really crazy Superman movie. That would have been made by the guy who made the Batman movies,
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, but the script was written by the Clerks guy. What's his name?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. He wrote the script. But then Tim Burton came in and there was a bunch of shit, but I've seen some of the art. There's actually a guy working on a documentary about that movie, and it would have been super weird. Like, Superman would have died and then he would have been resurrected. There's multiple weird Superman projects that never made the light of day. The funny thing is, they wanted to make Batman versus Superman, and before, but they never got it off the ground. And but this Superman Lives would have been so fucking crazy, because the guy who was producing it was literally the hairdresser of Barbara Streisand, you know? I mean, and he
That's a
wanted
lot
to,
of hair.
and he thought, and he okay, the literal words okay, I'm gonna use my wiki magic, because Superman Lives in itself should be a whole Beastcast episode, and I guess this will be the one. So Kevin Smith just somehow he got, ever since Clerks, he did a whole episode in his an evening a night with an evening with Kevin Smith, where he got pitched the job of that he could either write Be Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii or the new Superman movie. Okay, so Kevin Smith, he wrote I think John Peters, that's the name, that's the hairdresser. Or the barber, whatever, for Barbra Streisand. And somehow he became a Hollywood producer for some reason. You know, who knows? You know, Hollywood connections, right? Magic. Whatever. So a guy
Abracadabra,
who has.
Abracadarabka.
So this is a time, this is somewhere, this is in the 90s, in 1996. And
Somewhere in the 90s.
the thing is that this is a time that is not really ready yet for the whole crazy superhero mythos. So most of the producers, they don't get superheroes, especially not Superman, okay? And so Peters was saying that he wanted Superman to wear an all-black suit, which is a big indicator for the 90s and for all things bad in superhero movies. And he also wanted that superhero doesn't fly. And he was arguing that Superman would look like a overgrown Boy Scout. Also, he would say, I know in other interviews he would say that he would look gay for some reason, because flying and wearing any kind of colors makes you gay. Basically, Smith basically said that you wouldn't see him actually fly. He would be just like a, you know, he would be technically flying, but you only would see him as a red and blue blur in flight, even though I don't understand quite, because he said he should be black, so it would be a black blur, creating a sonic boom every time he flew, whatever. And he wanted that Superman fights a giant spider. There's all kinds of crazy shit happening here, Brainiac would have been the enemy, and he would have a giant skull spaceship, and he wanted Lex Luthor as a space dog, and because he was thinking about what kind of toys he can sell,
Wait a
and he.
second, space dog, skull spaceship.
Now, you see, that's a movie I would want to see, which will never happen, sadly. Although, who knows, man? Who knows? We need one video game movie to become the Blade of the next generation, seriously. Because we had video game movies, but we didn't have one that really broke the bank, where all the studios jumping on all these video game properties.
How about,
We had a
I
wave
know one that.
we had a wave of video game movies, but we had never, because Mario, the problem is none of them are memorable, only in the way that they're bad for the most part, other than the Mortal Kombat movie, and yes, you'll all hate me, the Street Fighter movie. I like the Street Fighter movie. Yes, it's not, in film, technically wise, it's not a very good movie. Also, Street Fighter wise, it could be better. But honestly, I like the story that they did instead of just doing the whole Kumite. Also, we have some hope with the live action series. They made a Ryu and Ken live action series and a cool Mortal Kombat series that had its second season, web series too, so to speak. So I'm hearing some rumors that they're making now. Actually, that's not a rumor. That is committed that the Ryu and Ken series, which is called Street Fighter Assassin's Fit, which is their origin.
I'm actually getting that for review, by the way.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Okay, by the way, guys, when he says review, you should check it out on MondoCool.com, MondoCoolCast.com.
Although I am buying products specifically for review on the next round.
Yes, and you can check reviews also for Kaiser's reviews on the next round. I mean, Kaiser gets some pretty exclusive shit now. He's been doing more reviews than all of us now, in written form. You should really consider doing this in video form too, dude. But anyway, that's just my opinion. He was basically trying to make Superman into Star Wars, and he said like shit like about the Lex Luthor space dog. The Chewie's cuddly man, you could make a toy out of him, so you've got to give me a dog. And I'm like, this is the kind of guy that had power over the next Superman movie, okay? This is how you have to think, okay? This is the fucking insanity that would almost happen. They made some props, they made some costumes, they made costume tests with Nicolas Cage. It would have been the craziest Superman movie, and apparently I heard that Michael Keaton would have shown up, and everybody is thinking that it would have been probably a Batman cameo. Then we would have had a official, Superman Batman meeting back then, but it would have been the craziest Superman ever because they wanted to make Superman very alien and whatever. And anyway, the giant robot spider, it did appear in Wild Wild West, a movie that he produced, which we all know sucked ass, but
I
whatever.
like that movie.
Okay.
I'm for some reason I've lost my voice. Oh, there we go.
There we
Sorry.
go. There we
I'm
go.
losing it again.
So it
Oh,
would have been the
crap.
story of Doomsday killing Superman, and then he's resurrected. But anyway, the thing is that the movie was kind of a mess to begin with, but they paid a lot of money, and Tim Burton got the job because he did the two Batman movies he did were or even three at the time, did a lot of money. Well, he did two, so they did a lot of money, so they thought he could do the same with Superman. I'm kind of happy that the movie didn't happen, but it would have been definitely the weirdest Superman movie ever, And it almost happened. I mean, it's a story of itself, and there has been quite a few unsuccessful Superman projects that didn't happen. It took quite a while before we had Superman Lives, is definitely the most interesting. We had J.J. Abrams actually write a script which was called Superman Flyby, which would have He wanted to.
I'm just picturing Superman just flying by with a gun, going past a rival gang, going, phew. No way, that's Superman drive-by, isn't it?
Yeah. He wanted to have either Jude Law or Josh Hartnett as Superman.
I pictured Jude Law being more of a Green Lantern.
Jude Law could be Green Lantern. He could be a pretty good
Green Arrow would be another good choice.
I don't know, Jude Law. He could be Green Arrow, yeah. The thing is that I have some problems with the new with Man of Steel. I have quite a lot of problems. I don't like the movie in general. I mean, I will say this, they definitely gave us the action that we wanted, but they overdosed on that and it was way too violent. I mean, I want action in a superhero movie, but why does it have to be with that people, on the side that there's so much destruction? And especially that Superman kills Zod at the end, I mean, to be fair, he was very. The thing is that there's also a lot of other problems I have with the movie, but the thing is that I actually like Henry Cavill as Superman. I really got to like him. The problem is the script just wasn't very stable. I'm actually hoping the next movie, Batman vs. Superman. And they really should call it Versus Superman, not V Superman. It just sounds
It
stupid to me.
sounds like a crossover with the television show V.
It also sounds like some people have pointed out that they use just V when they do a court settlement, like a divorce settlement. So is Batman Superman
That sounds
divorcing?
more like an episode of The Tick.
Yeah,
The Batman v Superman. They're getting sued.
they are divorcing each other or some bullshit,
We're divorcing. I want that half of the Justice League.
Superman wants
But
custody over Robin or some bullshit. I don't know.
I don't want custody over the United Justice League.
I think Superman wants custody over Supergirl. That's what he really wants. Anyway, the point is that I'm excited because even though David Goyer wrote the script, at Ben Affleck, he brought on his script writer and he changed the script. So I hope the script is like different and better. And we're gonna see finally a united. This is gonna be a dream come true for me if this is good. Okay? Finally, I'm gonna see one of my two favorite superheroes meet each other, which should have happened long ago. This shit should
In
have
a
happened
galaxy far, far
long,
away.
long, long
Yeah,
ago.
a long time ago.
And now finally we're gonna have it, but the question is it what we wanted to have it, But I'm like, okay, I'm gonna accept it. If it also, obviously I hear the next movie is gonna be Justice League, and they're gonna have also new solo movies. I heard one movie that is definitely, probably most likely gonna happen is gonna be Shazam, aka Captain Marvel. And The Rock is probably gonna play Captain Marvel,
That's not a bad choice.
or what's his name? What's the name? The arch villain of Captain Marvel again? Not Black Manta. That's Aquaman.
No, Black Adam.
Black Adam. He might play both, and I think he could play either. But he's gotta do it now before he gets too old, I think now he's still the perfect age to do it, and I think he can do it, and it would be really cool. Also, if they do, if they do, Shazam, Captain Marvel, it's gotta be lighthearted, It can't. We know DC has been more focused with their dark and gritty bullshit. Man of Steel has been all very dark, very gritty, and I think from the teaser trailer, what I've seen, Dawn of Justice is gonna be also very dark and gritty. But I
And I
hope.
bet you the dark and gritty comic book movies of today, movie bubble appreciate the hell out of them. It's like, yeah, but this was done way long in the 90s. It's like, la 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 la. Sorry.
Yeah, true.
I had to punch movie Bob in the crotch there.
I do appreciate that. You know, I will say this about movie Bob. He does understand his movies very well. He's a very good connoisseur about movies. But no, he actually doesn't like the dark and gritty. He likes actually stuff that I would like more. He actually more likes more the lighter
That's
hearted
good.
stuff. You know, he actually likes the more colored stuff. The funny thing is, me and Movie Bob would agree what a good Superman Batman movie should be, you know.
Woo! Level
Like,
six. I'm level 66 on Steam now.
you are level 6. You are fucking insane, man. I just passed 30. You're already an old man. I'm just starting my journey to midlife crisis on Steam. You know, you're already beyond that. You're already like.
I like the name of this badge I'm trying to earn. It's the level 1 Millennium badge, and the badge is called the Tentacle King.
You and your fucking trading cards, man. That is a topic of all its own, seriously. But anyway, what do
My goal
you
is 69.
if you reach 69, you cannot buy more. You have to stay on that. But it's probably not going to happen because you're going to be probably leveled 3,000 eventually. Anyway,
9001.
my question, over 9,000, yeah. My question is, so what do you want from the DC movieverse in the future?
A Green Lantern movie that doesn't suck.
I agree with that. And the thing is, Green Lantern can be so great. And I hope they still do Hal Jordan. I know. For the Justice League, they
Yeah.
probably will do Jon Stewart, but for the solo movie, I'd say do Hal Jordan. Just
Yep.
recast it. Give him a proper costume.
And
Get a
also, fuck you, Bray. Fuck you, Lucifer's lawyer, for saying what you said about the Green Lantern. Burn in hells. I'm just kidding. I love you, man. But come on, the ability to make spoons. You gotta admit, that's pretty handy. If you could make spoons out of the blue like that, wouldn't you? Do that, mind you wouldn't do it in a fight, though, but yeah.
Very nice. Lucifer's lawyer, that's a challenge. And will you accept the challenge?
I'm not challenging. He'll kick the shit out of me.
Well, only in
I'm not
podcast form.
gonna. Yeah, he's
It's
more
like in Simpsons, you know, Alf's back in Pog form. You know, it's like Lucifer Lawyers is back in podcast form. Some shit like that.
Sorry, no, I like you. I like your Lucifer's lawyer, but no. If I ever challenge you to a fight of something like this, yeah, you'd probably kick the shit out of me verbally.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that. Anyway, it probably would be a good conversation. Is that possibly a future Kaiser cast we're hearing?
Or is it a future Beast cast we're hearing?
Ah, that would
Either
be a fun,
way.
like a three-way fight down. That would be our own Batman v Superman. You know, it would be like our own versus. It would be like Virtual Warriors in podcast form.
Oh crap, I wasn't supposed to spend that last change on on trading cards. Damn it! There was a game on sale for Steam for about 15 cents and I was
You broke the
wanted
rule, man. You broke the rule. You broke it. 15 cents, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, Lucifer's lawyers, you've been called out. You know, will he do a comeback? Will you accept the challenge here on the Beastcast against
There's no
Kaiser?
way he's listening to this. There's no way he's listening to this
Well,
shitty
you go fuck yourself, Kaiser. Go fuck yourself
show.
royally, right here. When was your last Kaiser guest, okay? Excuse me, girlfriend. I'm not
Was like
saying.
a few weeks ago, wasn't it? 2 weeks ago.
Wasn't 2 weeks ago. It's been quite a while. Anyway, the point is, go fuck yourself, Kaiser, number one. Number two is,
I'm
like,
Kaiser number
how
one now.
dare you say he won't listen to the show? He listens to the show. Anyway.
Just leave a comment in the comment box, buddy.
Yep.
You can earn
Anyway.
yourself some beast points.
Okay, fair enough. Nobody does the beast points. I'll admit that.
You
Beast
have
points
so
is
much
dead.
options.
There's one person who got a beast point. Not even fucking Kaiser got a beast point. only Alex Swingle right now, here now. Beast points are dead. Alex Swingle is the winner, the ultimate winner of the beast points. And I owe you one, Swingle. And we'll talk about the prize, okay? We'll make it a specialized prize because, yeah, the beast point was a failed experiment. So I'll admit to that. But the fact that a fellow Next Round member wouldn't listen to this awesome show, that's quite insulting, Kaiser. When was your last... Well, okay, the Kaiser cast. Okay, the Kaiser cast, you made a recent one. Fair enough. I'll say that. And I love the Kaiser cast, and I listen to your show. We listen to our own shows. Now, does anybody else listen to our shows?
Well, of course we have to listen to our own shows because of editing purposes. But...
anyway... You have made 3 official episodes. If you want to add the Anime Montini, which is a spin-off show now, then 4
episodes.
Which
I just marked as the pilot episode for Anime Montini.
Yeah, well...
But that show will be returning when I hit proper internet, because I was royally pissed with this
you
internet
really
situation.
Need, anyway, let's... You need proper internet, but it's a different topic. Anyway, so definitely a good Green Lantern movie. I've heard some rumors about a Lobo movie. I would love to see a Lobo movie. But it has to be rated R. The question is if they will ever happen. Now, I think Lobo will pop up in a cameo earlier in one of the Justice League movies. If the first Justice League movie will do well, and I hope it will do well, then he might pop up in one of them. You know, so...
I also wouldn't mind seeing a... Sorry, had some stuff in my throat there. I wouldn't mind seeing an Aquaman movie. He's starting to grow on me a lot.
Actually, that will happen because guess who they got for Aquaman? He's going to be in Batman v Superman. He's going to be played by none other... Oh, wait, give me a second. I'm going to do some wiki magic here. Jason Momoa.
Question, will he have the beard?
Oh, he should have the beard. Jason Momoa, he played, he was in Stargate Atlantis, he was in Game of Thrones, and he was on the...
Because that beard, that's excellent, that's like a good double meaning, because you know he's supposed to be King Arthur. Plus, yeah. It also helps with the King Neptune, King of the Sea look.
I think he should have a beard, because also Jason Momoa rocks a pretty cool beard. And he was also on the Conan movie, which I didn't like that much, honestly. Not because of him. He did a good Conan. It just was the story wasn't very good. But he was also on Game of Thrones, so he's right now pretty hot shit. And I think he would do a really good... He's going to be Aquaman, so I think he'll do it really well. And he's got to rock the beard. And
I also want to see a Booster Gold film and a Blue Beetle film. Ted Gord, Blue Beetle.
I have some good news for you because Ted Gord will be the Blue Beetle will be in the Arrow TV show, and guess who will play?
Nice.
And guess who will play Ted Gord, aka Blue Beetle? You will never guess it.
Who would be Ted? Patrick Waterman?
No,
he was the Tick.
Brandon Routh, who plays Superman. In the fucking Superman Returns.
Yeah, I can picture. I can picture him pulling off a Blue Beetle.
Now the funny thing is, we'll have a multiverse. The DC multiverse will have a. There's gonna be a universe where there's gonna be a Superman, and there's gonna be the TV DC multiverse, the newest one, which is gonna have a guy who looks like Superman, but he's Blue Beetle. Which is kind of hilarious if you think about Blue Beetle for 2 seconds.
Now, I want to say, the reason why I said Ted Gord, not only because I like him, but I think it's probably because it's a bit too early to bring in the Iron Spider-Man. I mean, the modern-day Blue Beetle.
Well, actually, they brought the modern-day Blue Beetle in Smallville. And also, they had
Raven the Bold.
They had Booster Gold. No, they had him in live action in Smallville. They had those two guys.
Was he the classic Booster Gold, like the egotistical, anything for publicity and money?
From the future.
The future.
I haven't seen that episode yet, but he is in that, and apparently.
I know Aquaman appeared in Smallville.
You want to probably check out the episode with Booster Gold, and they have also an episode with with Blue Beetle, and they were considering a Blue Beetle series, but that never, other than some, or a movie, but that never happened yet. But I think that might
Yeah.
be, anything is up in the projects now. They said they want to make more DC movies. After the Justice League movie, I really hope we'll have solo movies, and I think we will, because a Shazam movie is already pretty much in the works. Also, an Aquaman movie, and I'm thinking probably also a definitely a Wonder Woman movie, and possibly also a Flash
How
movie.
has she not got a movie?
She
How the hell does she not have a
she'll
movie
probably
yet?
get one of the first movie. I know it's ridiculous, right?
It's
And
that's like their big three, man.
it's their biggest shame. It's DC's biggest shame, and it's like, because she's the most known female superhero in the world, and it's amazing. The only thing she has is a TV series, two failed pilots for live action TV series, and appearances in cartoons, but she has never had an official movie, you know, and that's just ridiculous. But you know, she'll have her own movie, so we'll see how that turns out. I mean, that's in the far future right now. I mean,
Have they made a Jonah Hex movie yet?
they did, and apparently it sucked. It had
Aww. Actually, here's the movie I want to see that we all want to be.
so they didn't
Crisis
make
on
they
Infinite
didn't
Earths.
yeah that might hurt happen, but Jonah Hex apparently sucked pretty much ass. I want to see it. It had I
Want to
think
see it too.
Josh,
It's Jonah Hex.
it has Megan Fox in it, so yeah.
Okay, the movie's cursed.
Pretty much, and I want to see it though. I think it was DC, you know, trying to do other characters. The problem is DC didn't know. They just, I don't know what their problem is, but it's like Jonah Hex should be a really cool Western, but they tried to add in like too much supernatural shit, which is like, if you're gonna do a Doctor Fate movie, yes, make as much magic as you can, but you know, work it the
Oh,
right
speaking of
way.
Jonah Hex, if they made an amalgam, did they ever make an amalgam of Jonah Hex, Mr. Ghost Rider? Because that could work.
You know that Jo yeah, exactly. You know that Jonah Hex, he is only, see, that's the problem with DC, that they almost never adapt anything other than Batman and Superman and into anything. And or their big heroes, but they had Jonah Hex in The Brave and the Bold, apparently. Oh yeah, he was pretty cool there. But I'll say this also to Jonah Hex, that he was in the, if you've seen the DC Showcase, there was a cartoon. It was like a cart collection of cartoons. You know, they have made like multiple, like more you know, movie cartoons, and more for, they're more like PG-13, so they're pretty cool, you know, more darker and stuff, but in a
Yeah,
good
I
way.
remember seeing that one with what was it, Owlman?
There
Where the
was,
classic line, you, we both looked into the abyss. The only difference is you blinked.
yes, that's the one when they face off against the Earth 3 guys, or Earth 2 guys, which was like the evil Justice League.
President Deathstroke, that's
So
what
he
one.
appeared in a couple of cartoons, but especially the most he was also Brave and the Bold in other shows, in the different shows. The one show he was also, the movie though, he was, I mean, he did get his live action movie, but I mean, it sucked. But the DC Showcase one, which was a part of the was a bonus feature in one of the other movies, the DC Showcase, there was multiple cartoons combined, including also it was like super short but really good cartoons, including also one with Shazam and Superman, The Return of Black Adam, also the Spectre. There was a really good one with Green Arrow and Catwoman. But the Jonah Hex one was really good. And if you want to have a good Jonah Hex movie, that's probably your closest thing you're going to get for a
Which
while.
is a shame.
We'll probably get, they're probably going to try Jonah Hex again, but they're waiting until we forget we have the aftertaste of the old one out, you know what I mean?
If you think about it, some westerns in the past few years have not been that good, or ones based on comic books, I should say.
Westerns in general have not been popular, I agree. Jonah Hex, I hope we'll get another chance, just like Green Lantern. They really do deserve another chance. Come on, man. Hulk got another chance, and the second Hulk movie was good. Yes, there's some people who still didn't like it.
I'm hoping that would be the same with Green Lantern, honestly,
I,
because I
he
compare
really needs a
Green
second
Lantern, because I
chance. He
called
really needs
Green
a second
Lantern.
chance.
Because I called Green Lantern the Hulk movie of this decade, which is a big insult to movies.
Yes, Hulk sucked really bad, and you know, I think Green Lantern deserves a second chance, and he will
That's the
get one.
thing. That's funny about Green Lantern. I thought that movie started off decent as well.
It did actually. They did a lot of things well. They actually stuck to the mythology and everything, but the problem is it just went nowhere. And also the costume looked really weird. I mean, the whole CGI costume. It was I didn't even have that big problem with Ryan Reynolds being Hal Jordan, but the story
No.
and the script were
It
so
just
bad.
went when he got, when the when he got like the costume and went because I was watching the first first bit. I was like, this is actually following the comics actually pretty well. Then the villain just kicked in. Is like, oh come on man.
The sad thing about the Green Lantern movie is how it ended, how you had like an after scene where you had Sinestro become the Yellow Lantern, and I was like, ah man, this is never gonna get a sequel. This is so disappointing. I really would have loved to see Sinestro and Green Lantern face
I
off.
wanted to see Sinestro as a Yellow Lantern in that movie. I thought it was way too soon to bring in Parallax, honestly.
Way too soon. I mean, everybody agreed. And then they had what the brain guy, and it was like, really? There's so many cooler villains we can have, including, of course, Sinestro. Green Lantern alone has so much history to it and so much characters. I'm like, really? Really? Come on, guys. You just like had all this potential and you shat it away because you wanted to have a CGI costume. Give him a real costume, okay? Come on. Because actually,
That
the effects when he creates something weren't that bad. They were pretty cool, but also the CGI at times was really shaky, and it was like you spend all this money on the CGI, and I'm like, come on, guys. What I'm hoping for is that Justice League. I mean, we'll see Green Lantern the suit.
thought of something funny, like you know how those websites make the comedic versions of What If comics?
Yeah.
Us being, what if the Green Lantern movie was done without the CGI suit, and it just shows Green Lantern flying, but it's like under it's just him and he's like underwear, like the hearts on it, just with the
Nice.
mask, just flying.
Nice. Nice. One thing I want to say is that they're gonna reboot Green Lantern for the Justice League movie, and
That's good.
I'm guessing it's gonna be Jon Stewart, to differentiate themselves from the movie, and have the token black guy in the group. So I would be okay with that, but Hal Jordan needs some, he needs a proper movie, okay? Like, I'm fine with Jon Stewart being in the Justice League instead of Hal, but Hal needs his separate good movie, you know?
One thing I'd like to see as like sort of a parody is like a half an hour special of Cops that's done through the eyes of the Green Lantern Corps.
That wouldn't be bad, actually.
Well, that's what they are. They're just the space. They're space police.
Well, Adult Swim has done. They did a whole special on DC, the DC characters,
We
So
talked about this on, I think, either the first Kaiser cast or on a previous Beast cast.
they're making actually the second one. So I'm like, I mean, I think you probably reviewed it. You reviewed probably everything by this time.
I
So.
reviewed the first, remember? I reviewed the first DC Robot Chicken. I was telling you about the deleted scenes, like how one of them was, Boost. Like, all the deleted scenes has Booster Gold for some reason. Like, Booster Gold never made the show. It's like, it's like. Was it Hawkman and Booster Gold are in the Elevator, Booster
I
Gold just starts whistling the Birdman theme, and Hawkman just looks at him and goes, "Fuck you."
love it. I love that Booster Gold, because Booster Gold is a great character for an Adult Swim comedy special. I mean, come on. Booster Gold is already in the international just. Okay, that's a movie I want to see. Okay, right now they have all the dark and gritty. They're gonna have really serious, dark, and like epic Justice League movie, right? So I really hope that the next Justice League movie won't be just Justice League 2. I think it would be kind of cool if they would just do Justice League International, you know? Or,
That'd be
well, if it, may, maybe after the second or the third one, where the Justice League, like, you know how they argue all the time? How about, they split up and then, the new Justice League comes, but it's Justice League International. Everybody's like, "Oh man, you guys suck. What? No Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, you're just like second tier assholes, you know? Like, oh fuck you, we're the international guys, you know? It's gotta be hilarious. I hope they get some. It would be hilarious. That should be like a semi-comedy, really. It should be an action comedy, and that should be like totally like tone-wise different, you know?
Another deleted scene that I wanted to mention to you that was on there that I forgot to mention was one of Black Manta getting dressed up in his costume. As soon as he put his costume on, he keeps on bumping into things because his mask is so ridiculous he can't see through
Yeah, true, true.
it.
It is pretty
That
ridiculous. Even for superheroes, it's pretty ridiculous, you know?
was
And that's saying a lot, you know?
yeah.
I mean, superheroes have got some really, probably the most ridiculous costumes. I love them, you know? I love superhero costumes, you know? But we gotta keep it real here. They're pretty ridiculous. But that's the fun of them. That's what makes them cool, you know? I mean.
Here's some idea for parodies. Ridiculous DC Universe reboots. One of them would be like a reboot for Lobo called Hobo. This is just a homeless version of
You know what?
Lobo.
That wouldn't even be bad. That should be like a comic special somewhere because that would be
Lobo with a
hilarious.
shotgun.
Lobo with.
Lobo
They
with a
had.
shotgun.
Dude, they had Lobo Cop, okay? They had the paramilitary's Christmas special where he's hired by the bunny, by the Easter bunny to kill a Santa Claus. Hope Lobo with a shotgun. Lobo the hobo with a shotgun is not far-fetched at all. At least for a comic special. Now, for a full movie, that's a different question. I don't want to see the new 52 Lobo because they cannot get their fucking minds up what Lobo is. Either some emo fucking asshole or they don't know what the. They fucking fucked up Lobo with the new 52. And that's why I have such a big problem with the new 52 because they have to make everything different, even the things that worked well, you know, like Lobo. Once. They got Lobo right, okay? The first incarnation of Lobo wasn't that great, but then they rebooted him way back in the 80s. And since then, they didn't have to change him a lot because he was cool. He was awesome, okay? He was Lobo. And I'm like,
Lobo cool.
Lobo is one of my favorite comic book characters, and that's saying a lot, okay?
Yeah, I can tell.
And Lobo is a character where they really, you know, DC, it's like. He's like the stand-in for DC's Deadpool. He's like DC's Deadpool and Wolverine in mixed to one. Although to be fair, Ambush Bug is more of a he breaks the fourth wall. But Ambush Bug is kind of just, you know, a loser who just happens to know he's in a comic book, you know? So, and he's pretty hilarious. I'm not gonna say, you know, but he's super obscure, you know? If you've seen The Brave and the Bold, watch the last episode. If you want to know about Ambush Bug, it's a pretty cool episode, and there's some things that are kind of weird of it and I don't like. But anyway, that's a different topic. You really have to
Yeah,
see
another
the
topic.
episode to talk
I
about
do,
that.
but I recently saw an episode of Robot Chicken. Yes, we're going back to Robot Chicken again.
Did they have
I was like
Ambush Bug in
making.
it?
No, I was making fun of all these comic book ones, like hosted by Stan Lee, and one of them was The Watcher got arrested today, and it just showed you know who The Watcher is, don't you?
Yeah. He sees everything in the Marvel Universe, yeah.
Then he got arrested by police because he was in like the girls' locker room.
Yep. I really hope that Marvel really will get Well, a get together
Oh, yeah, that was the
with
same
robots.
episode. That was the
They
sorry. That
we
was the sorry.
had a,
That
we had
was the
a.
same episode. That was the same episode with the Owl Man skit, the
Oh
Viagra
yeah,
one.
oh yeah. Be also an
That
Our Man. When I said the Our Man power pill, because okay, just for our listeners, Our Man is an obscure DC character from back way back, and he's basically a character in a costume, and he has a pill that gives him superhuman powers like strength and stuff and agility
Like
and we're
Roger Ramjet, although people probably have no idea who Roger Ramjet is
Oh,
these
I
days.
love Roger Ramjet, with his proton pills and shit. Yeah, exactly like Roger Ramjet. He basically gains super strength and agility and durability for an hour. Okay, so and not like Superman level, but quite high. It's basically like he's.
Like, I would say He-Man level when he transforms,
It's
although.
like I would say the strength level is close to Spider-Man strength, but it's enough to
Okay,
beat
Steve.
the. Sh It's enough to beat the shit out of most of the guys, he gets in
Yep.
contact. And the
That
idea
reminds me of sorry, there was another deleted scene in the Rubber Chicken DC special that involved the Owl Man. He's like, there's a crime going on, and he takes his pills, then he jumps in his car and drives off, then he gets stuck in traffic, and he's like, aww.
exactly. The idea is with our man that he basically takes the pill, he has the superpowers for an hour. And in the ad, it was the joke is like, you can be also now an Our Man. And it's basically they're saying that the pill is a Viagra pill because call your doctor when you are a 4 hour man, so. And okay, so I think I'm pretty much done. I still could talk on and on, but I want to kind of finish the episode because we are now an hour and 20 minutes into the episode. And you are fucking obnoxiously making. Probably eating chips, rustling into the microphone.
Maybe like little candies or whatever.
I thought you were gonna say kangaroo chips. Now that's a reference to an episode we did one of these days. You know what I'm talking about? Kangaroo chips? No?
I remember.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
I there was ca kangaroo chips in Germany too. They're really good, actually. So, do you have anything to say still?
I got my mouth full right now, so later, guys.
Well, with like 20 dicks or something, that's what you got your mouth full with. Ooh.
Oh, shut up.
Well, we're gonna finish until you finish because you gotta eat right now before you finish. So, are you ready to talk stuff?
Yeah. Lisa Vizsla, I'm coming for you.
You want to plug something?
I do, but I don't have enough money to hire a woman to plug.
Jesus Christ.
Another thing you have to cut
Nah,
out.
I won't cut out that.
But check out my stuff on Mondo Coolcast. I'm currently working on a whole bunch of reviews. I should have a wrestling review up this week if my internet holds up. And what else should I have? I'm also working on a few series where I'm going to be reviewing shows episode by episode. And I'm planning on doing one of those series exclusively on the next round for the show called The Samurai. What is the Samurai? I wish I had more time to tell you, but you're going to have to wait, suckers.
I have one question to you for your plugs. When is the next KaiserCast being released?
Actually, I've got plans to record the fourth one. I just need more guests because it's going to be some sort of a game show like my Kaiser Q&A extravaganza. And all of these Kaisers will be generated from. Excuse me, I'm not saying because I don't want to spoil into the episode.
Okay, so we'll have a new KaiserCast hopefully coming soon, and I hope I will be one of the guests. So, yeah.
Of course, you'll be one of these. You're one of the few people on the server that actually talks to me. I'm so alone.
You should ask like some of our many friends. But anyway, anything else you want to plug, you want to say?
Make sure you eat your vegetables.
Okay. I just check out my stuff on the Gaming Beast and the next round. I've been
Oh,
posting
yeah.
some, yeah.
More parts of Gogo in Nepal, my first
Of
trip to
course it
Japan.
of course it comes to your mind when I'm talking, but anyway, yeah, continue.
Yeah. The next episode of Gogo Nippon, my first trip to Japan, should probably be out in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Wow, I'm excited for that. I really liked the first part. So,
And what
if
else?
you
I'm
did
also
if you
working
didn't
on. I'm
know
also.
if you didn't know Kaiser has made a let's play of a what is it? How is this
Visual
not a
novel.
visual novel? Not a porn one, you know. It's more of a interesting kind of it's
Travel
the
guide.
it's kind of a semi travel guide where the character he travels to Japan, so but anyway, yeah, continue.
Also got another review item in the mail, which is going to be another next round exclusive. It's going to be of the latest. It's going to be of the. It's going to be an album review for what is it? It's this. It's the theme song for the latest season of Sailor Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know how much of a Sailor Moon fan I am. A Moonie.
You should make a episode of Sailor Moon. I think that would do well.
It's gonna start off awfully awkward because it's gonna like Sailor Moon, the first show that ever gave me morning wood. Was 7 at the time,
Yeah, we get it. It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, yeah, anything else?
get drunk, party, and smack your wife around.
Sounds good. Okay, anyway, if you're listening to this, you know where to get my where to listen to my stuff. Of course, you can check it out on www.thegamingbeast.com
Send all your hate mail there.
or www.thenextround.net, and also on www.mondocoolcast.com or on www.itstailtime.net. So you got many ways to enjoy the Beastcast, to enjoy to enjoy not just my stuff, but especially the next round. You can enjoy so much good stuff, like Kaiser's insane, crazy rambling, you know. So,
And Rambling Pro Gamers.
and Rambling Pro Gamers, which hopefully the next episode
And you've also got
come.
Michael's Retro Game Reviews, which
Yep.
his quality stuff absolutely kicks the shit out of everything else on the website.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not to sound like I hey, it's just he's just got a really good quality show. Like a really damn good quality show.
He
A really
deserves
damn good quality show.
all his subs and more. So we know that Michael's stuff is really good, and it is really good, and you can check it out on the next round. And you can also check
Make
out,
sure
of
to check the
course.
Alone in the Dark series of
Oh yeah,
reviews.
he is finished that, although apparently they're gonna make a new one, so yeah. House, of course, Critical Failure, he's been doing stuff. Check out also on the next round, and also his channel. Death Adder 83, of course. He's been posting. He does his Death Adder bullshits. He does all kinds of shenanigans. He talks a lot about wrestling, video games,
Drinks a lot.
and he's our exclusive drink reviewer. And yeah, and of course Lucifer's Lawyer, and of course the one
But
and
unlike
only.
many other but unlike many other drink reviewers, he swallows instead of spits. That's not I'm not saying that sounds wrong, like you know how people typically test wine, they spit instead of swallow.
Have you heard Death Adder? He said you swallow, so that's on Kaiser. So give all your hate to Kaiser.
He's not listening to this
How
show. What are you on
do you know
about?
that? How dare you say that on the Beastcast? How dare you say that? I'm not gonna. This is the second time you say that. Do you want to be kicked off permanently the Beastcast potential guest list, guys? I'm just kidding. Whatever. Anyway,
I love screwing around with you, Durabka.
I know, but the point is that we have also Lucifer's Lawyer. He hasn't done something in a long time, but You know, you can always.
Which is a shame. I like these videos,
Yeah, do
and he's
more
quite
stuff.
intelligent.
Do more stuff, Lucifer's lawyer. I mean, Lucifer needs a lawyer, okay? So,
I mean, he
we.
annoys me sometimes with some of the shit he says, but
That's
that's
why
part
you
of his
guys.
charm.
That's this part of his charm, and that's why you guys have to come on the
Yeah.
beast on a beast cast and argue the shit out of it, and I have to listen to it, and I'm gonna laugh at it
You
and listen
know,
to your bullshit.
Lucifer's life. If we ever met in person, I'm coming dressed as Green Lantern, and the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to spoon you, baby.
There we go. There we go.
Oh,
I want to see that. I want to see that. It sounded kind of weird, but anyway, the point is that we have also, not forgetting, of course, the one and only Alex Swingle. And Alex Swingle, he's been doing some good stuff. And I'm waiting for the next Rambling Pro Gamers. And
that's another guy who annoys me with half the shit he says. That's part of his charm too. No, I don't mean it like in a legitimately annoying way.
that
I mean
should be
like
like
guys
a.
just dicking around.
That should be like a three-way. That's like basically already the fucking. Already we're at four people. That should be a next round podcast episode rather than a
The
beast
unholy
cast.
trinity, as I say.
Yeah. So, well, with Death Adder, it would be the quadruplicity or whatever. But anyway, the point is, yeah, guys, check out the next round, okay? That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, I
And if
think.
you and if you listen and if you're listening to this episode, please post a comment. I'm listening. Kaiser, you suck. That's how I know you're listening.
If you're listening, say Wombleberries in the comments too. To other also to Kaiser, you suck Wombleberries. That's what you have to post. Because then we know you listened to the entire podcast and you're awesome. So anyway, guys, this was the Beastcast, fellow Beastians, and you were part of the next round podcast. And I wish you a
Now for some
fun night.
crappy public domain techno music.
Exactly. I hope I can find some public domain, crappy public domain metal music, but it's probably gonna be techno music. Shut the fuck up, Kaiser. Go to fucking hell, you fucking asshole. Anyway, talk to you later, guys, for the Death Bug of Doom.